you know, the housing market is just phenomenal. I mean, there may be a pandemic going on, but it sure hadn't affected, at least negatively impacted, the housing market. The NAHB, National Association of Home Builders, came with their market index, which is sort of home builder confidence. Month four last, it was a record 83. This time around, it was 85, an even stronger record. The nation's largest home builder, D.R. Horton, just bought the largest home builder in Corpus Christi, and the Huffines are at it again. Huffines Communities is breaking ground on over 1,400 acres of new homes. Don Huffines is the founder, co-owner of Huffines Communities, and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Hey, thank you, David. It's always good to hear from you.
So how many houses can you put on 1,400 acres? A lot, I would think.
We can. We've got the zoning for 3,900 single-family homes and no multifamily.
This is and the thing is, and you built all over the area, but some of them are just nosebleed. When you built Savannah, I thought, my gosh, nobody's ever going to live up here. Boy, was I wrong. But it sounds like you're building a little closer to home now. This is in Mesquite. Tell us about the plan.
I certainly will. Solterra is the name of the project. Solterra, and you know, the most important thing in real estate, as you know, is location, location, location. And let me tell you, we worked hard many months and years actually to find a great location. We don't just arbitrarily do it. And Solterra has it. It's only 11 miles from downtown Dallas. It's, you know, a 20-minute drive right off of Cartwright and LBJ. So LBJ, it's about 2 miles down, and it'll be on Cartwright, and it'll be on the right hand side. It's going to be a tremendous community, and I think this could be our best community we've ever done. And we're just so happy to be working with the city of Mesquite. And this land's been out there. It's 1,400 acres.
Yeah, I mean, the idea of finding 1,400 acres that close in to the core of the city, that's tough. So this was, as I understand it, this was a farm. And the guy that had Lucas B&B used to live there?
They did live there a little bit, but they mainly use it. I mean, the family's owned the property for 100 years, and it was a real farm-to-table type operation. He did it in the 20s, 30s, and 40s, 50s, and he had dairy cattle out there. They had orchards out there, so they would and grow their own crops and process their own meat for the restaurants. And it's got a lot of history, very historic, and a lot of developers have attempted this project over the years, but we were able to secure the project, the property under contract, and get the zoning on it, and we are just super excited.
So how long does it take to build out something like this? Because the way the demand is right now, I think everybody wants this yesterday. They're saying there just aren't any single-family homes for sale.
Isn't that the truth, man? It is just smoking hot right now for new home builders in DFW. You know, most home builders are going to have their highest profit, their best sales ever in the history of their company, no matter how long they've been in business. It is just tremendous out there, and so we're scrambling to keep up with them. They're our customers, and so we're working all the time, really, day and night, trying to find more land for them to buy lots. And on this project, we sent out 23 LOIs, letters of intent, to builders, and 22 came back signed with no changes.
Can they build simultaneously? That's what's needed, I think.
Well, we're not going to be able to get them all in there, unfortunately. We'll have to call the list down to 9 or 10 of them, but you just don't have more room for that. But it's about 15 years. To answer your original question, we've performed 15 years on a build-out of around 3,900 units, yeah. And this project, let me just tell you, Solterra is very unique. It's because of the schools located around it. There are 7 schools within walking distance that currently exist either in or adjacent to the community. And 2 high schools and 3 elementaries, 2 middles. I mean, it's the location. It's just tremendous.
Well, I know you've worked out the demographics, at least in your mind, of who's going to be there, as you do with all your communities. So who's coming there? Are they first time home buyers? Are they people relocating from out of town and coming into, you know, to North Texas for the first time? Who's going to be there?
Well, all the above. all the above. But I think we'll get a lot of move ups from the city of Mesquite. And this will be the biggest community by far ever, a master plan community done in Mesquite. And actually, I think it could be the biggest master plan community ever done in the history of Dallas, this close to downtown. And so we're going to have a lot of first time home buyers, but we also have a lot of move up buyers. I mean, we're going to have price ranges out here from probably 270 to 600,000. So we're going to offer a lot of flavors for everyone.
And what about the other communities that you've got right now? Are they full? Are they built out?
They are getting the sales are off the charts. I mean, the builders can't keep the specs on the ground. They're selling them as fast as they're getting them built, and so we've really had to readjust our planning and our goals for the coming up for the next 12, 24 months. And we've accelerated everything to create more lots for them. But Solterra is certainly going to be our signature project going forward for the next year and get this thing out of the ground and selling. And we're going to probably, our first phase will be close to 700 lots all at once.
Good
and
night. That,
yeah, that's a lot of dirt moving, I can tell you that. But this project, we're going to have 400 acres of parkland. 400 acres of parkland. It's going to have 14 miles of trails. We've got typical Huffines community. Is just we just blow it out with the amenities because we want to make sure that we have a real sense of place for our residents. And, you know, what makes our communities unique is that my brother and I are so hands-on and our team is so hands-on that we even place every tree. We look at the view corridors. We look at how a community is going to be 50 years from now, not just how it is when we're building it, but how does it really age? And the other thing that we're famous for is our social fabric of the community. And we have activity directors. We've got functions every month, and we have signature events every year. We're famous for our 4th of July celebrations, our Texas Independence Day celebrations. And we have events really in the clubhouse that nonstop.
You're building a small hometown is what you're building. So tell me what's going on right now. The home builders are telling me that, unless you're a D.R. Horton where you've got a staff that you keep busy all the time, that they're having trouble finding labor. Also, the cost of materials is going up. Wood, wood products, that sort of thing is going up. What about you on from the developer side? I mean, you've got to put in all that infrastructure.
We do. And we've seen actually over the last 4 or 5 years dramatic inflation in our construction costs. The wood's probably been the most, but home builders have to deal with that. That's probably added about $10,000 for every new home. And just in the last 6 months, say a 2,200 square foot home. And then, of course, on multifamily, it's a huge cost increase for everybody building apartments. But right now, concrete is not, and some of the piping and stuff that we do to build the roads, drainage and sewer and water, it's pretty stable right now.
So is the infrastructure there? I mean, how far away you from building?
Well, this is kind of very much an infill location. We have roads up to the property, around the property. Like I said, we even have schools in the middle of the property that, you know, so this is real infill. So we've got infrastructure to it. Doesn't mean it's not going to be very expensive because we have to improve a lot of the trunk and backbone infrastructure in the area.
Well, it'll be fun to watch it grow. So Solterra in Mesquite from Huffines Communities, Don Huffines, founder and co-owner. It's good to spend some time with you. We wish you the best. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Thanks for all your reports. I love listening to it.
Thanks a lot. For more of our conversation with Mr. Huffines, go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.